This is Kol Yisrael, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. In the headlines, in the United States, thousands of people are killed when three planes crash, two into the World Trade Center in New York and one into the Pentagon in Washington. U.S. officials suspect that Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden is behind yesterday's attacks. President Bush vows to track down the perpetrators. Israel sends a home front rescue team to the United States to help in the salvage efforts and declares today a day of mourning. All Israeli airspace is closed for at least a day to foreign flights. The weather outlook, more of the same. Good morning. It's 7 a.m. in Israel, 4 hours UTC, on Wednesday, the 12th of September. I'm Jeanette Amid with the news. Thousands of people have been killed in the most devastating terrorist onslaught against the United States. In multiple attacks, hijackers crashed two airliners into the World Trade Center, toppling its twin towers. Shortly after, another plane slammed into the Pentagon, and a fourth crashed outside Pittsburgh. No one has claimed responsibility yet, but U.S. officials suspect that Osama bin Laden orchestrated yesterday's attacks. Steve Lindy has the details.
The twin towers of New York's landmark World Trade Center were destroyed, burying thousands of people alive, and the Pentagon, the nerve center of American military might, was severely damaged. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said the death toll could be horrific, and the city's hospitals were swamped with casualties. 40,000 people alone worked in the 110-story World Trade Center towers. Authorities said at least 266 people were on board the four hijacked planes. More than 800 people were killed in the Pentagon. And in New York, there were reports that 265 firefighters and 85 policemen were killed as they tried to rescue others. The New York police chief announced a short time ago that survivors have been found under the rubble. A somber U.S. President George W. Bush, in an address to the nation, said thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror, and the search is on for those responsible. It was a day of horror in which people jumped out of windows to avoid being burned alive or buried in tons of steel. This is how one eyewitness described what she saw.
Then we heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out. Everybody started running out. The plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people were jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to see themselves. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let. Everything is blocked off. You can't even, they're telling us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit, and if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh, my God.
Federal authorities suspect that Saudi billionaire and Islamic terrorist leader Osama bin Laden, who has been given asylum by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers, is behind yesterday's attacks. He reportedly warned 3 weeks ago of an unprecedented assault on American interests. People aboard the planes who managed to make cellular phone calls described the hijackers as armed with knives. They commandeered four commercial airliners, two from Boston and one each from Newark and Dulles outside Washington. The reverberations of the attacks were felt across the world, with code red security alerts and crisis meetings among leaders. Stock markets plunged, oil and gold prices soared, and currencies were thrown into turmoil as world leaders rose in a chorus to condemn the carnage. In Gaza City, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was among the first to denounce the attacks as a crime against humanity. But Palestinians were seen celebrating in the territories and at refugee camps in Lebanon. Steve Lindy reporting.
And this just in, New York police have arrested two people and intercepted a truck loaded with explosives on George Washington Bridge. This was reported by CBS Television. U.S. officials denied any connection to a number of explosions in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. They were claimed by helicopter gunships belonging to opposition groups. President Bush said that the United States would make no distinction between the terrorists and those who harbor them, and he pledged that the perpetrators would be tracked down and punished.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. and freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. I've been in regular contact with the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, the National Security Team, and my cabinet. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
President Bush, Israel has declared today a day of mourning for the victims of the terrorist attacks in the United States. The decision was announced by Prime Minister Sharon, who reacted to the attacks at a midnight news conference in his Jerusalem office.
On behalf of the people of Israel, I wish to send our deepest condolences and heartfelt sympathy to the American people, President Bush, and the entire United States government. Following the terror attacks against the United States and against our common values, the fight against terror is an international struggle of the free world against the forces of darkness who seek to destroy our liberty and our way of life. I believe that together we can defeat these forces of evil. At this most difficult hour, all Israelis stand as one with the American people. Our hearts are with you, and we are ready to provide any assistance at any time. The government of Israel has declared a day of mourning tomorrow as we bow our heads and share in the sorrow of the American people.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Israel has dispatched a home front rescue team to the United States to help in the salvage efforts in New York and in Washington. And Magen David Adom has launched a campaign to collect O-type blood to send to America. It asks for donations today in Jerusalem, Haifa, and Tel HaShomer. Transport Minister Ephraim Sneh has ordered Israeli airspace closed temporarily to all foreign airlines in reaction to the terrorist attacks in the United States. Only flights with Israeli security personnel on board will be allowed to land in Israel for at least 24 hours. All other flights will be diverted to neighboring countries. The Israel Air Force has been placed on high alert in response to yesterday's attacks in the U.S. The Foreign Ministry says that all Israeli diplomatic missions remain open, but only essential personnel are working. Israeli offices in Washington and New York are on emergency footing, and the Jewish Agency has closed all its offices worldwide. The cabinet has decided to close all of Israel's borders for at least another day. It was also decided to step up blockades of Palestinian towns and IDF action against terrorism in the West Bank. Israel has conveyed a sharp message to Yasser Arafat to stop the terrorism. Palestinian sources said IDF tanks and bulldozers entered Jenin last night and demolished a Palestinian police position in the city. 7 Palestinians were reported wounded in clashes with IDF soldiers. There were several incidents of violence in Israel last night, including shooting at Jerusalem's Neve Yaakov neighborhood. 2 apartments were hit and damaged. No one was hurt. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a harsh response against world terrorism. Speaking to reporters in Jerusalem last night, Netanyahu said the time has come to destroy terrorist regimes, starting with the Palestinian Authority. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak also called for a concerted international war against terror. Barak spoke on British television.
I spent decades struggling terror, almost, you know, with my 10 fingers together with a lot of colleagues all around the world. I believe that the world intelligence community, in a concerted effort, can identify within few months the sources of this terror. They can identify the places where they are deployed on Earth. Every such a place is within certain country. The Bin Laden sits in Afghanistan. There is a source of
terror. Who else can identify, though? Because we're not saying he's responsible for this necessarily.
No, we don't say that he's necessarily responsible. We know where other terror thugs are living.
Ehud Barak. Professor Ariel Merari of Tel Aviv University, an internationally recognized expert on terrorist organizations, says it's most likely that the attacks were carried out by an Islamic fundamentalist group headed by Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden is certainly a plausible guess, I suppose. The Democratic Front, if it's the difficulty, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, is certainly not plausible. This organization has never been involved in international terrorism. It doesn't have an international infrastructure of terrorism. It is not for international terrorism, and it's highly unlikely.
What would be your own line of speculation? You suggested bin Laden. Would this be a complicated operation for a man like him to launch?
Well, it's a very elaborate operation that no doubt required months and months of preparation. The organization that carried it out must have a very good infrastructure and well-trained people and an extreme hatred for the United States. It's a crazy attack in the sense that it would arouse the U.S. wrath to an extent unforeseen hitherto. And in fact, I'd say that the organization that did it should perhaps be in a group that views the world in an Armageddon framework.
Professor Ariel Merari. And the weather here in Israel, partly cloudy to clear with no appreciable change. Temperatures forecast for today and tonight, Jerusalem 28 to 18, Tel Aviv 29 to 24, Haifa 30 to 24, Sfat 27 to 17, Tiberias 34 to 23, Beersheba 28 to 17, and in Eilat from 36 degrees today, going down to 25 degrees Celsius tonight. Our top stories this morning. In the United States, thousands of people are killed when 3 planes crash, 2 into the World Trade Center in New York, 1 into the Pentagon in Washington. U.S. officials suspect that Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden is behind yesterday's attacks. President Bush vows to track down the perpetrators. Israel sends a home front rescue team to the United States to help in the salvage efforts and declares today a day of mourning. All Israeli airspace is closed for at least a day to foreign flights. The weather outlook, more of the same. That's this morning's news. I'm Jeanette Hamid, together with news editor Steve Lindy, wishing you good morning and shalom from Jerusalem.